What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
What did we do yesterday, Kathy? What have we been doing?
We have been going looking at colleges for our daughter. And I have been very ambitious, would be the word, and trying to get her to see as many as possible before she makes her decision about where she's going in the fall. We went to two yesterday, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then we're leaving this afternoon to go to Virginia. So already she's already like blowing her mind about what's out there and where she's going to go. And then, of course, she's looking at local colleges as well. So she's got a lot of options. So it's been fun, but also opening her eyes to what's available. And I think that she'll do well in whatever she decides to do. But I want her to have an educated decision by what, you know, where to go and what would be the best fit for her. So
it's kind of surreal. Yes. We're talking about roofs today.
Yes,
by the way. But in the meantime, that's what we're, Kathy and I are doing. And,
right.
Is it harder filling out or helping fill out insurance applications or helping Madison fill out her college applications? I guess it's a lot of work either way, right?
Either way, yeah. Both ways is applications.
So we did go to Shorter University yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. We found out that one of our local guys here is actually the dean of the
business
department.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was,
and another person from Blairsville is the dean of sports management there. So,
yeah, but very impressive college.
Yeah, it was a very good place.
And then went to Berry College, and
it was
just spectacular.
Amazing facilities.
It's the largest campus in the world. It's 27,000 acres.
Yeah.
Completely beautiful. So we enjoyed that.
We had no idea. That was it's interesting for us to see it as well, because we had no idea in Rome, Georgia, that these two really very good colleges were there. And I felt comfortable that our daughter could be at either one, and she could drive there without being on the interstate, which would be also good. So there's a lot of good reasons and possibilities, but we're looking at Virginia. We're driving to Virginia today. So we'll see what she comes up with there. And, of course, she's already been accepted at Young Harris. So we're trying to see if she's going to go the volleyball route or she's going to just do the academic route. So we're definitely moving pieces going on right now.
Yeah, so she did like all conference and all region in volleyball,
right.
Which was good.
Again,
she's about 5'10", so she's like me. I'm 6'4", and Kathy's family has a
5'8".
Yeah, Kathy's dad played football at Florida State, so we got some athletes in the family here, so that's good. So today we're talking about one of the, I guess, most troublesome issues that we deal with when it comes to insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, we've had shows about trees, but also roofs.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen is over the years that, you know, a roof is kind of like having a car tire. At some point, it, you know, the wear and tear on your roof, it just gets time to replace your roof.
Mm-hmm.
We did a replacement in our roof on our old house probably about, 3 years ago maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just all the granular, I don't know what you call it, but all the roof was just wore out. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's an older roof, and it wasn't leaking, but it was time to be replaced.
Right.
What we're seeing is there's been a knee-jerk reaction in the insurance industry because there are people that will have, quote, hail damage, and a lot of times they'll be a contractor normally from out of the area that will come into the area, and he will go, hey, I'm going to inspect your roof for hail damage. They find the hail damage. You know, I guess they allege that there's hail damage there, and then we turn in a claim. And now we've got a fight between the insurance company and the customer, because I've seen a lot of times that claims are denied saying there is no hail damage. They also keep a detailed weather history of the area to see if there's been any hail storms in the area. In our community, we've not had one in years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, prior to when I first got in the business back in like the 90s, 97, 98, we had two consecutive hail storms that were probably, I saw some of the hail that was probably definitely bigger than a marble, but not maybe as big as a golf ball. And we had just a really deluge of claims coming to the door, not only for vehicles, but for roofs. And that, you know, that was a legit thing. We had it where it was, you know, a lot of people were filing claims and getting paid. But I guess what I would say, the abuse of these situations may be where there really is no hail damage and the roofs just got old.
And let's put this in perspective. I mean, we don't get up on our roof. Most people don't get on their roof, so they're trusting a contractor. So I always say, if you're going to do someone that's roof, use someone who's licensed and insured, and they're reputable, you know, reputable business. We have quite a few really good ones in our area, but just make sure you have, you know, the correct information before you go file the claim, because if it's not, then it's not going to be paid, and that's going to be a problem.
People are angry about these situations, yeah, because...
And then we've also had issues where people get upset with their roofs regarding the fact that they might only have partial damage or just a little bit of damage, and they're going to have to replace it, and now they can't replace the shingles. They're not the same. They're not made anymore, or they can't match them. And then the customer is expecting the whole roof to be replaced, and what will happen is they're going to replace and fix the part that's damaged. Doesn't mean they're going to replace the whole entire roof, and people get upset about that as well.
So I was going to make some comments about that too. In Georgia, we have a solution for that problem.
Do.
So what's going to happen is insurance companies have really changed their stance on, you know, the roof material. What we've been seeing is that after typically 15 years of the age of the roof, mm-hmm, is the insurance company is reverting the replacement cost coverage to what's called actual cash value. And that, to me, that's just not a good thing to ever have on your, you know, any type of property, actual cash value. What that means is that when you have a claim, they're going to give you a depreciated settlement on the roof. So instead of replacing a brand new roof, they're going to say, okay, this roof is 20 years old, and right, we feel the life expectancy of this roof is, you know, 25-year shingle. It's practically aged out, and we're going to give you a reduced amount because we're going to pay you for what we think is left on the roof. Now, I'm not an adjuster. We don't have a claims adjusting license, but I think there are some guidelines and rules that they can do, but it may be like the most you can depreciate is maybe half. I should know that, but I'm not an adjuster. I don't know that. I know, but they're going to depreciate it. But let's just say it's half. So if you've got a, you know, $20,000 replacement cost to replace your roof, and you've got an actual cash value policy, they may come back and say, here's $10,000 less your $1,000 deductible. And that's when people get really angry, because now they're looking at, wait a minute, you know, it costs me $20,000. I'm having to fork over $11,000 to replace my roof, and why am I doing this? Why I had insurance? And that's been a real issue that we've had to deal with. I don't know the solution to that. We're trying to make sure people understand what's going to happen to them when they do have a claim. And I've got a form that we have trying to get people to, you know, I like people to acknowledge or sign that they understand they've got actual cash value.
Right.
Now, on our re-underwriting project that we've just launched this year, we're trying to go back through our entire book of customers, or, you know, all of our policies, and make sure that people are covered properly. We've had two just in the last week and a half where we've sent out what I call a renewal or
review.
A insurance review invite, mm-hmm, which we invite them to come to our website via an email, and they're filling out a review. We've had two situations just this past week and a half where the roof was actually replaced, and it was pretty sweet because we were able to change the policy from being actual cash value to a replacement cost policy, and also they got a new roof discount that saved one person like $400. It was mm-hmm. really neat. So we'll be back after we get some time for a break, and we're talking about you know, one thing we do quite a bit is roofs and claims on roofs, and we'll be back after the break to discuss more about this. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy. And we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark T. Moore, who we want to let you know where our locations are. We have five locations. Three of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and they're located in Blairsville, Hiawassee, and Hayesville. We are across the street from Home Depot and the post office in Blairsville, located in the South State Bank building. We're not actually part of the bank, but we're in a separate wing for ourselves there. So come by and see us in the Blairsville location there in Blairsville for your insurance needs there. Then our second location is located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're right there next to the hospital in that red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West. We are right next door to United Community Bank, and you can come by and see us there. Then we have our other location in Murphy, North Carolina. It's called Mountain Insurance, LLC, a division of More Insurance as well. And we're located right on 64, right past Arby's and the So Goods restaurant. Please come by and see us there in Murphy for your insurance needs in that area. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's actually called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It is also a division of More Insurance. And we're located between United Community Bank and Burger King on the main drag there. So please come by and check us out there as well for your insurance needs there in Blue Ridge. You can also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can check us out. It also will, at the bottom of the page, you can contact us, as well as you are able to access the other websites of the other businesses that we have. And we would love to help you with your insurance needs, as well as you can also check us out on Facebook.
Okay. So today we're talking about something we encounter quite a bit is claims on somebody's roof. And this is, I can tell you, has caused a lot of problems over the years because people are upset when they find out that perhaps their policy doesn't offer them replacement costs on the roof. So they're getting not the full replacement value to replace their roof. They're getting a depreciated amount, and it's not going to pay for their roof. Their problem is people find out that maybe the insurance company deems that there's only damage to one part of the roof, and they're going to pay for the damaged area and not pay for the rest of the roof. So this has been something we've dealt with, and there's just not much we can do about it.
We had a customer in Hiawassee a couple of years back where they had a really nice house in Hiawassee near the lake, and they called Mark, and they had some contractor come around and told his neighbor they had hail damage. He had hail damage. So he requested us to file a claim, which we did, of course. And then when we get down to it, they came out, this contractor came out, and it wasn't from here. And of course the company will give you a check first to get the process started, and they'll give you another check after it actually was completed replaced.
So that initial check is what they can deem the depreciated amount of your roof.
Correct. So then what happened was he signed the check over to this contractor, and he was supposed to come do the work. And guess what? He never showed. He never came out. He ran off with his money. So then my husband, Mark, he had to actually go to court with him and help him try to get this resolved. Because the guy had taken his money and never came back and did his roof. So just one thing to stress to everybody is to be careful. Use local people if you can, or reputable people. If somebody comes in from a different area and starts telling you all this stuff, you need to definitely check it out. Make sure you're using someone that's going to do good work, as well as not just going to take your insurance check and try to not do the work. So keep that in mind. But that was a claim that we had a lot of time and effort spent, and the customer was very upset about it. And we were able to help him through that process and get him back to where he was previously. So,
well, I was only involved in that as a witness because the contractor alleged that our customer had canceled the job. And the customer brought me in as a witness because we were trying to get the job done. And somehow I was there just for a very brief amount of time. I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was something like the insurance company said, okay, and things have gone up since this then, but it was like $13,000 to replace your roof. And
it's a lot more than that now. I'll just
tell you
that right
now.
Yeah,
it could be a lot now, yeah. And so the insurance company said, okay, we think that the replacement cost is $13,000, but in the meantime, we think the roof's value, depreciated value right now is about $8,000. So here's a check for $8,000. And once you get the roof replaced, then we're going to pay you the difference.
And proof and invoices, then we will replace or give you the additional money for that.
The word replacement cost coverage is indicative of what it means. They're not going to pay you the replacement cost coverage unless you've actually made the replacement. And that's why they were given the actual cash value. Somebody could just take the money and pocket it and never replace the roof.
Right. That's
so, that's why they have to, in order to pay the difference between the actual cash value.
But by having proof, then you can now on your policy get a new roof discount, which will be pretty good for you to have that. So we have to have the proof to show the company that you did that. And that way you, at that point, would get a new roof versus a depreciated roof.
Well, that was a huge success we had just in the last couple of weeks where the customer didn't let us know. Now, in our review process, we asked the question, have you replaced your roof? But we got back from two separate situations or two different customers. Well, yeah, I replaced it in 2022. Oh, that's great. So we were able to get with the contractor or had the customer get with the contractor, and they got a copy of the invoice. We sent it to the insurance company. They applied the new roof discount. The customer got back $400. And also they got a replacement cost coverage reinstated on the roof. So it was a huge win. Mm-hmm. But if you have replaced your roof, let your insurance company know.
And bring now pictures and invoice, paid receipt, that you actually did that.
The roof contractor I'm familiar with is Cox Roof. I mean, I played basketball with Matt and Mark Cox. And I know those guys. They carry insurance. They do a good job. In fact, the guy that had the claim in Hiawassee, I had referred Cox Roofing to them. And they had told, the customer called me, well, I want to go to their guy because he's the one that found the damage. But he's also the one that took off with the money.
Right.
So Cox ended up having to come back there and replace the roof after all that happened. And he was
did a great job. And the customer's really happy with it.
Yeah. So so I know there's other ones out there, but I can tell you one thing, getting workers' comp on a roofing company is expensive. Right. And so when you get your bill or a quote, you want to find out if your contractor has workers' comp because you don't want somebody falling off your roof and then having some kind of issue with somebody injured on your property. But I feel that, you want to go with somebody that may be higher, but they also got workers' comp insurance and liability insurance that somebody else may not have, because there are a lot of people that don't carry the workers' comp on a roofing business because of the exorbitant cost that it costs to have, workers' comp on a roofing company. So another thing is, in Georgia, I can't get this coverage in North Carolina, but in Georgia, they've got an endorsement that we're trying to offer to our customers. I don't think every company's got it, but one company we have, Auto Owners, does have it. They'll give you a coverage for matching the roof. And what that means is if you had part of the roof damaged, but the rest of the roof is not damaged, and you wanted to replace your whole roof, now, even though there's no damage on the rest of your roof, the insurance company will pay to have your entire roof replaced if you elect to carry this coverage. I don't think it's available in North Carolina with any companies we've got, but it is available in Georgia. And it's a very good thing to have when you have a partial claim on your roof. That way you're getting all your roof replaced, even though it may not be damaged. The insurance company agrees to go ahead and replace your roof, because I can tell you, just based on being married, your wife's going to have the same color roof. She's not going to have like old shingles here and new shingles somewhere else. You want it to match. And also, there's also an endorsement that you can buy for interior. So if you have like a, you may be part of your floors damaged, Then you can also have it where they'll pay for the undamaged part to make sure it matches. And that's right. a good thing to have.
Right.
Because it's you know, you're out of pocket the difference if you don't. And roofs are very expensive these days. So we just replaced my mom and dad's roof this year, and it was like $22,000. And right. my dad, before he died, said, oh, I think it'll be about $3,500. I'm like, Dad, no. You're thinking about $1,985. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's definitely expensive to have your roof replaced, especially with all the storms that we've had happen as well. So, okay. Well, I hope we shed some light on the roof issue today. And it's not a pleasant place to be a lot of times. But and if you replace your roof, let your agent know. Consider buying the matching endorsement if it's available by your insurance company. Mm-hmm. So that'll save problems in the future. So my name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore. Wrap up our show today, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.